Where do sounds go when they die? Where does the future go when it becomes the past? Sounds that were once the future. A dot matrix printer, remember that? The sound of a dial-up modem connecting to the internet. Remember that? Or Windows 95 saying hello. Remember, you've got mail.
You've got mail.
That one is stuck in my head. The rest of the sounds lost in time, not space.
After all, I am only a machine. This is where I belong now, in the junkyard.
All of these real pieces of the various tech revolutions are collected in a museum of endangered sounds, a project dedicated to the lost and found of the technological age. Remember when Nokia was the voice of the cell phone? Or the sound of memory itself, disks that flopped, floppy disks that were still called that even when they no longer flopped. You can still hear versions of this. Compact discs were everywhere. They held all the music, everything they stole from the cassettes, the audio cassettes, and the video cassettes. The CDs stole everything, and then they were supplanted, kind of like TV.
They really aren't.
Thanks very much, Mr. Clark.
Aren't you two forgetting something?
Oh, you build in.
The static sound of a blank screen broadcast TV. Once that sound of broadcast static is only a memory, it ceases to be blank. It becomes something. It recalls time and some piece of technology that we all thought was permanent because it was everywhere. But then it was gone.
We're sorry.
Disconnected from our lives, like this landline phone. Replaced with some other gadget, and then disconnected from time. Cast off. Until we can barely recognize it. The term dial-up came from this rotary dial. Dial tones still exist. Maybe not for long. Kind of like the little digital Tamagotchi. If you leave it alone, stop feeding it, pay no attention to it, it just dies. Live on, little sounds, from all of the brave new worlds, replaced by newer worlds and newer worlds. Is there an endangered sound you would care to remember for us? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
This is Mark calling from Westport, Massachusetts. The sound that I would like to make sure gets preserved is the sound of the space shuttle leaving Earth on its way to a mission. We'll never hear that again.
Five, we have go for ready to start. Two, one, zero. Booster ignition and liftoff of Shuttle Endeavour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.